Daf is Daf Chaf Dalad. So we got to three lines down in Chaf Dalad. I mean, Aleph, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that Omeid al Gabe Kelim al Gabe Behema al Gabe Ragli Chavero Pasal. If a Kohen while doing the Avod is stepping on the Kelim of some sort, pots and pans, or he's stepping on an animal, or stepping on even another Kohen's foot, the halacha is that Avod is done in such a state is Pasal. So the Gemara wants to know, Midal, and how do we know it's Pasal? The Tanya Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Hol Veritzpa. Now there's a machlokas, how to read this gear, so there's next word here. Ritzpa mikudeshes or makdeshes. Mikudeshes, that it became sanctified, or that it's mikadesh, it sanctifies others. So we'll read Rashi and Tosfos in just a moment. Let's read Rashi's gear. So hol v'ritzpa mikudeshes, since it is sanctified, the klishares is also mikudeshes. Machlokas, what klishares is as well. There's like five machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. We'll read through all of them. So just like the ritzvah is mikudeshes and the klisharis is mikudashim, ma klisharis lo yedavar chotis beino levein. Klisharis, we'll assume Rashi's understanding for a second, that holding a pot, that Kohen is not allowed to hold the pot, there's a chatzitz in between, it's going to disqualify that holding of the pot. So af ritzvah, so to the ground, lo yedavar chotis beino levein ritzvah, so to when the Kohen stands, there should not be any chatzitz between himself and the ritzvah. So look at Rashi to understand what's going on. And Rashi says four narrow lines down, hol v'ritzvah mikudeshes with the vav there. Lamod l'sharei, so you have to stand up to serve Hashem. Sharei David kidsha, he sanctified the ritzpa with shtei todos u'bashir shapagam. So he did a whole process. It says in the Gemara, he walked around with two todos, two carbon todos, and he sanctified the ritzpa. And so to klisharis, Rashi says that mikudashin k'dichsevayim shachem veikadesh osam. It's referring to the kalim themselves, the pots and pans used that was anointed with oil. So they were mikudashes. If you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos first argues on Rashi in Dibur Maskil Hoyel, the first Hoyel. Hol v'ritva mikudesh is David kitcha k'deperish b'kuntres. V'yaf agav d'shlomo bana habayis. Even though Shlomo built the base of Mikdash, David kitcha, David was mekadeshit, that area, and Shlomo built upon that. Look at the end of that Tosfos here. He quotes Rashi that says, how was he mekudeshes, how was he mekadesh the land, the ritzpa with shtei todos u'bashir. Tosfos says, ain't okay, that's incorrect. So look in the Gemara's and the Shuas, you remember Daf Tezvav, they walked around the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash was, but the Yushalayim was, but not the actual Ritzvah. The Ritzvah was used with the leftover Mincha. So that's Machlokas, how it was Mikudeshes. But then Tosa says, the whole premise of Rashi is incorrect. The Gersa here is not Mikudeshes, that they sanctified the Ritzvah, but rather look at the next Tosos, Hova Ritzvah Mikadeshes. Perish de mikadeshes ha'odam lavo ravoda. Not that the ritzvah is mikadeshes, but it's mikadesh the person, the kohen standing upon it. It's sanctifying the kohen. It's mikadeshes. De ena yachal avod b'makom acha. You can't do it anywhere else, only on the ritzvah in the base of mikdash. And furthermore, the klisharis that Rashi says referring to kalim, says Tosos, perish big de kahuna, is referring to the clothing. Clothing is also referred to in the Gemara as kalim. It's referring to the big de kuna, which is mekadshina adam lavod avod, that sanctifies the kohen to allow him to do avod. So that's, again, a several machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, look at the Gemara now. The Gemara says, v'tzricha, how come the Mishnah had to have three different scenarios when the kohen stands on the kalim, on the behema, on the Adam, all three are possible. Just teach one case and the other ones will be obvious. So the Gemara says, v'tzricha, you need all three scenarios, because the Iash me'inan, if we only taught the case of a kli, mishum de la mine de basar, and since it's not a flesh, so that's why it's possible. But I would have thought maybe about behema de mine de basar, which is a type of flesh, although it's a different species, it's still considered a mammal. Maybe amalo, maybe I would think that that won't be a chatita. Kamashvalane behema is also a chatita. V'yashmin, if I taught the behema, the lo mina, the adamu, it's not the same type as an adam, so that's why it's a chatitza. But maybe about chaveiro, the adamu, it's min b'mino. Min b'mino, we say normally, is enochotets, emalo, maybe that shouldn't serve as a chatitza. Tzricha, that too, even a person, is considered a chatitza. Okay. Gemara now says, Tani kotev raisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, raglo achas ala kli. A guy, the Kohen's one foot is on the top of a pot, Ragla achas al haritzba, and his other foot's on the ground. Ragla achas al evan, or one of the foot is on a stone, the ragla achas, the other one's on the ritzba. So is this good or not good? If both feet were on the kalim, it's possible. But here it's one on one. So maybe we should go based on the foot on the ritzba, it should be good, or maybe we should go based on the foot that's on the evan, and it's possible. So the Gemara explains that Rowan kol she'ilu yinatel kli, v'tinatel ha'evan. We see if you take away the kli, if you take away the rock and you remove it from him, Yachal amod, can you stand on one foot and do the avoda, ragla achas, v'yavod avodasa, k'shera. Vim lav, if not, meaning he'll fall over, so then avodas apsul. It depends on the balance, how much weight he's putting on the kli or on that evan. That's really the shaila. So the Brisker Rav points out that this whole discussion is a parallel to the discussion about amida latzad. Remember amida latzad, where he's leaning on something? Well, if we remove that item he's leaning on, will he be able to stand or not? It's the same exact discussion here, says the Brisker Rav.
So this depends, is the person is strong enough to stand on one foot, or like what's exactly?
I don't think strong, I think it's current balance.
At the moment that he's doing, if he would be leaning on that foot too much, touching the floor, then that would be okay.
Exactly, depends how, where his weight is being balanced. Now the Mikdash David, Rav David Rapport asks an interesting question. So if it's really true that Avanim are serving as Chatzitza, so how then is the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen for that matter, able to step on the three steps getting to the menorah? Isn't that considered a Chatzitza between the Ritzvah and the menorah? So he quotes a Medrash, which is a very simple answer. It's a Gzeiras HaKasav. The Torah says to build the malos, build three steps to get to the menorah. That's not a Chatzitza. But he points out the Rambam doesn't mention the reason of the steps as a Gzeiras HaKasav. He says, you know why he needs steps there? Because he can't reach it. He's not tall enough. That's why. So then if it's not really because of Gezeres HaKasav, it's not really part of the Tzura of the menorah, it would seem to be a Chatzitza. How does that work? How is the Kohen able to step on these rocks? Isn't it a Chatzitza between the Ritzvah and the Kohen? So he answers based on the Mishnah Melech that when it comes to Atavos Haneris, which means cleaning out the ashes, that's not called an Avoda. And since it's not an Avoda, you have no problem of Chatzitza. The only problem is he doesn't address, but what about the Halakha? Halakha is an Avoda, and seemingly he stands up. So it's possible to say, I don't know the Matthias exactly, but the Gemara does say in Menachos that the wicks were very, very long. So maybe for the wicks you wouldn't have to stand up. Maybe you could light down here and it kind of wick burns itself up. And maybe, I don't know.
Can you say that they were Mekudashim Shem and Hamishcha when they put them?
What do you mean?
Maybe they're considered Kli when they were Mekadosh.
Oh, the Madrigas.
Yeah.
No, could be. But the Rambam says they weren't Kli. He says they're just there because you can't reach them otherwise.
So even right, okay. So even if you were even with Shema Mishcha, they wouldn't be considered.
Exactly. Clean. I mean, the wicks are very long, I know, because if they said that you wake up in the morning, the Ne'emar Ravi was still lit, you just could pull the other wicks from the other candles to light them. So it could be the lighting, you didn't need the steps. Only the Hatava, once they burned out, you have to go up and scoop out all the ashes. Okay, the Gemara now says... it's another interesting thing. The Meromi saw this, and it's asked us a question. We said Yoshev is possible. The guy sitting down doing the avodah, that's possible. So he says, why is it possible because of Yoshev? It should be possible because of a chatzitza. He's sitting on the floor. Now the clothing's between, because remember the Kohanim were barefoot here. So shouldn't that be a chatzitza? So he says, no, a beg is considered part of the Kohen, and that's not called a chatzitza. So it gets into the conversation about shoes. Shoes are also part of the begadim. Why is that considered a chatzitza? Fine. The Gemara now says, by Rabbi Ami Nidildila, I'm not sure how to pronounce that word exactly, Nidaldila, Evan, if the Evan was loose, Vamad Aleh, and the Kohen standing on that loose rock, if Mahu, is that considered a good avoda? Hecha de'ein daita l'chabra lo tibay l'cha. Devada echaitza. Let's say your intention was not l'chabra, to re-cement it, to put it back in, you eventually want to replace it, that's vada echaitza, because it's not meant to be there. When was the shayla the daita lechaber? If the intention was to connect it, to re-cement it in, so then since it's loose right now, my came in the daita lechabra kimad mechaber dami. So since your intent is to eventually stick it together and glue it and cement it, it's considered as if it's there now. Odim or perhaps hashemia hatlisha. Right now it's loose, it's detached, and maybe it's not part of the ritzah. Interesting shayla. I don't know if they bring this as a ride, but it seems to be, this would be a similar question to a woman who goes to the mikvah, and she has, let's say, a filling or braces, things like that, which are meant to be permanent or long-term or short-term. Is that going to be chatzitza? So they talk about how long it's supposed to be there. If it's meant to be there just for a week or two, that serves as a chatzitza. That would be a problem of having that in the mouth as a chatzitza. But if it's meant to be there forever, lechaber forever, then that won't be considered a chatzitza. That becomes part of the tooth, part of the body. So I think a similar model here. Yeah, the halacha is that it has to be roi. Even though you close your mouth when doing it, has to be roi. Any the base starm areas that are closed has to be at least fit to have water pass through, and no chatzitzas could be there.
Invisalign stuff like 6 months. In that long term.
Right. Exactly. Where is that? Where do you draw the line? What's long term versus short term? Here.
They glue it up.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. I think some have you can remove though. I think there's some removal ones. Yeah. What?
The cartridges are taken off, but the little dots.
Okay. Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Zuti Baile. Rabbi Zuti had a slightly different question, similar question. He asked as follows: Hachi, By Rabbi Ami asked the following shaila. Nekra Evan. Let's say the Evan was completely removed, and now there's just dirt or whatever's below the stones that's there. It's very raw. The Ahmed Bim Komo, and the coin stands in that place, which is a couple inches shorter, lower than the other parts of the Azara. Mahu, is that considered a place he could walk? My, what's the Shaila? My Kambon Baile. Ki Kadesh Javid Ritzba El Yona. Kadesh, when he sanctified the Ritzba, was only that layer where the marble was. O Dilma Ad La Arasa de Tehoma Kadesh. Or maybe all the way down to the bottom. Everything below would also be Kadosh. So Gemara says, "B'tibari lei kol azara kula." Why not ask the question about the entire? Why dafka that particular area? Every part of the azara should be the shaila. Could you go below the line of the ritzba? Is that considered still kadosh? So Gemara says, "Liolam pshita lei the adarasa the doma kadosh." It was pasha that the davar is mekadosh the entire ground from the ritzba all the way down as far as you could go. That was a davar pasha. What's the shaila here? Is it appropriate for the Kohen to do the avoda in that area that's a little lower than the rest here, where there is no marble? Is that considered just the appropriate way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? That was the suffix. But in terms of the Kedusha is valid there, and they end off as a teku. Okay, so they have an interesting discussion in the back here about the Kedusha going from the top to bottom, about building a shul. Can you build a shul over, you know, a garbage dump below a shul? There's a kedusha of the Beis Knesset go all the way down to the bottom, or bathrooms. You have bathrooms and shuls. It depends on the sugya. When it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, the kedusha went all the way down to the bottom. Is that true when it comes to the Beis Knesset as well? Also brought down, the Shulchan Aruch talks about halachas of tefillah we know are compared to avoda. He says when you daven against the wall, you should daven up against the wall so there should not be any chatitas. Just like there are no chatitas for the avoda, there should not be chatitas between you and the wall when davening. But what the Shulchan Aruch leaves out, what the Tur mentions though, there shouldn't be chatitas from where you're standing when you're davening also. Just like the Kohen doesn't stand on Kalim, you should not stand on Kalim either. You shouldn't stand on other things, you should stand on the floor. But for some reason the Shulchan Aruch leaves that out, which sounds like maybe permits you to step on something while davening, but we passing a person shouldn't stand on anything at all.
What do you mean?
So there's a halacha, if possible, it's brought down without getting too involved in this, but a person should really, if the wall, if there's a vacant wall for you to go up to, you should daven up against the wall.
Okay.
That's halacha.
In front of you.
In front of you, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now we have shenders, we have rows and things like that. So you see a lot of times yeshiva guys, if they see like an open wall, they'll walk all the way up to the front to daven against the wall. It's based on that halacha, but obviously not all 200 people could do that. So if it's available, you should take advantage. If not, don't. Okay, the Gemara now says two dots. Kibel v'smol pasul, Rabbi Shimon Machshir. The Mishnah taught us that if you catch in the left hand, that's possible. All the avodas have to be done b'yamin. Rabbi Shimon argued and thought you can use your left hand for at least the Kabbalah. What's the basis for this machlokas? The Gemara says, Tani Rabbanan be'etzba v'lokach. The pasuk says, I'll read the whole pasuk on the side just to get a full picture here. The pasuk says, v'lokach hakorin midam hachatas be'etzba. The Kohen takes the blood with his finger. Lokach is the Kabbalah with his etzba. And then it says, v'nosan al karnos mizbeach. And he puts it, he does his rika on the karnos mizbeach. So be'etzba, it really seems to be qualifying v'lokach. When he took it with an etzba. He caught it, the Kabbalah, with an etzba. But then afterwards, right next to it, says be'etzba v'nosan. So is etzba going on the v'nosan, or is etzba going back on the lokach? That seems to be part of this conversation here. So the Gemara explains, Tanur Rabbanan be'etzba, v'lokach melamed shelo te Kabbalah ela b'yamin. That the etzba, based on the gzer shava from mitzora, that etzba by the mitzora is all done with the yamin. So to whenever it says the word etzba, it means the right hand. So the lokach should be done with the right hand. The Kabbalah should be done with the right hand. Be'etzba v'nasan, the pasuk says also. Right after the etzba, it says v'nasan. So tell me that melamed shelo te nisina el b'yamin, that the zrika, the nisina also has to be done with the yamin, but the etzba. So etzba means yamin. So the etzba is qualifying both the lokach, which is Kabbalah, and also qualifying the nisina, which is the giving the zrika. So that's all Tanakhama. You always need the right hand, bein zrika, bein Kabbalah. But comes along now Rabbi Shimon, a very cryptic statement here. Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'chi nemar yad b'kabbalah. Does it say the word yad by Kabbalah? El b'etzba. It says the word etzba. V'nasan shelote nisina el b'yamim. Only by the nesina, that nesina has to be with the right hand. And behold, lo namra yad b'kabbalah, kiva b'smol kashin. Therefore, since it doesn't say the word yad by Kabbalah, it's kasher b'smol. So very unclear what he means by this. Very backwards. I was talking about the etzba. He throws in the word yad, and since it doesn't say yad by Kabbalah, that tells me Kabbalah can be done with the left hand. And the etzba is only qualifying v'nasan. The etzba is going on the zrik only, not about the Kabbalah. So let's understand what does Rabbi Shimon mean. This is a little confusing still. Rabbi Shimon Milarav Shach. E is like Gzer Shava. If he holds the Gzer Shava, meaning what? There's a Gzer Shava that exists Bein Mitzara to the Kemitza we're talking about right now, or to the Lachas of Zrika. If he holds the Gzer Shava, Ki Lo Nemra Yad B'Kabal Mayhavi. Even had the Pasuk not said Yad, which it doesn't, we don't care. Once the Gzer Shava exists, you should say that just like the Zrika requires right hand, so to the Kabbalah requires right hand. So who cares about the existence of the word Yad? What does he mean by that? It doesn't say Yad by Kabbalah. The less like Gzer Shava. If he does know the Gzer Shava, meaning there is no connection between Kemitza, Menachos, and the Mitzara, Ki Nemer Yad by Kabbalah Mayhavi. Even if you said the word Yad, what good does that do? The only reason where we know that right hands are used for the Avod is based on Mitzara. So if you don't hold of the Gzer Shava to Mitzara, no matter what word is being used by Kemitza, won't help you out here at all. So either you hold of the Gzer Shava and you don't need the word Yad, or you don't hold of the Gzer Shava and the word Yad doesn't play any role. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda li'olam less lay Gzer Shava. Really, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of any Gzer Shava from Kemitza, from Mitzara to Kemitza. V'hachi kamar, v'chi namar Yad Yeminis b'Kabbalah. Does it say you need your right hand, Yad Yeminis? Does it say by Kabbalah? No. And ho v'lo namar Yad Yeminis b'Kabbalah, kibo b'smol kasher. And since it doesn't say you need Yad Yeminis, therefore you could use your left hand for Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, Amar le'Rabba im ha'ihachi, afil nisina nami. So once he doesn't hold the Gzeir Shava from its Torah, so there's no reason to think, right, even the Zerika should be kosher with the left hand. Why does Rabbi Shimon only hold the Zerika? Rather, Smol works for Kabbalah. Smol should also be working for Zerika as well. But, oh, not only that, he less lay the Rabbi Shimon Gzeir Shava. Does he really not hold of the Gzeir Shava? But Tani, the Baraita, tells us that Rabbi Shimon Omer called Malkum Shinemar Yad Einu El Yomim. Etzba Einu El Yomim. Here, Rabbi Shimon himself holds. Whenever the word Yad is used, it means right, which you can only know if you hold the Gzer Shava from Mitzara. Whenever it says the word Etzba, it means the right finger, just like we learned from Mitzara. So he certainly does embrace this Gzer Shava. So what's Pshat? What does Rabbi Shimon mean in this very cryptic statement of his? So Ella Amar Rav, Rav comes along and says, Li Olam Isle Gzer Shava. He holds the Gzer Shava to, from Mitzara to the Lachas of Avodas Yom HaKippur, of Avodas, rather, Kemitza and Zrika. So v'hachi kamar, this is what he means. V'chi nemra yad b'kabbalah. Does it say the word yad b'kabbalah? No. And ho v'lo nemra yad b'kabbalah. Since it doesn't, it only says ela etzba. It says the word etzba by v'lokach. And e'ef shar l'kabbal b'etzba. You can't do kabbalah. You can't catch the blood with your finger. It's not enough. You need to use your hand to catch everything. You can't use your finger. Therefore, kibbal b'smol kasher. Meaning what? He agrees that etzba always means right hand. Right finger. But since it doesn't say etzba, rather, since it uses the word etzba by Kabbalah, and you can't accomplish a Kabbalah with an etzba, so we're pretty much ignoring the word etzba in this context, and since we're ignoring it, there are no restrictions here, and even the left hand, even the small, would be kosher according to Rabbi Shimon.
But don't those words go to Zrika, because Velekach HaKohen Midam Achatav V'Natan Achatav, meaning the Pashim Shari is that he takes... The whole
pasuk
is about Zrika.
No, the lokach is a different stage. Lokach is to take, which is a Kabbalah.
But it says clearly Betzba'o. How could he do Betzba'o?
No, that's his whole point.
Yeah, so, but I'm saying, but the Torah clearly says Betzba'o. I mean, we cannot.
No, but it doesn't make sense to supply.
Right, but then you should say that the whole thing goes on Zrika.
No, but then lokach doesn't mean that. Lokach means you can't.
Meaning he's dipping it and doing it.
No.
That would be my pasuk pshat when I would read it.
Uh huh. Take it up. Take it from the Kabbalah.
Right. The whole thing is talking about the blood of Zrika.
But we never talk. We never find that stage addressed ever of the scooping up the blood anywhere. So I guess they can read it that way. Okay. The Gemara now says, not true. The word etzba can fit very nicely. Amar le Rav Sama, Brei the Rav Ashi, the Ravina, Efshar de Avid Ozen Avid le Ozen l'Sfas Mizrak u'Mekabalet. So I don't really get Metzias here. An Ozen of a little handle. Of an ear, if you will, of the pitcher, that could be used with the etzba. So I don't really know what the Metzias, how they're describing this. Rashi says in the bottom here that ozen kimosha osen lekadim shel cheres shekorin ansha. Okay, that's some type of ear or handle they make on these pottery.
Yeah, he can put one finger, meaning he can put the finger. I guess he can put like a little like our teacup.
Yeah.
And then around the finger and scoop. Use the teacup to scoop it.
No, he's mekabel with one. Is it this?
Uh-huh.
This
you can't make a
Kabbalah or what?
It's Kabbalah. Look at this.
Right, so it's like a teacup. He puts. Uh-huh. He can do it with one finger. He puts a finger in the hole, and he gets it with one finger.
Uh huh. So Rashi mekabel be'ahu ozen mekabel es adam Bezel. He says no. He's using that ozen.
To hold.
I say you make
no,
a shape.
Says, the haynu
right.
It's like a tikkah
to hold the ball.
Right.
I'm saying, by using your finger, or you're not using your finger?
Using
your
finger to hold.
Hold the ball.
With your finger alone, you're doing Kabbalah because you're not doing your yad. You're using your finger.
I'm saying you're doing Kabbalah not with your hand. You're doing Kabbalah with the kli. So you're holding the kli with your finger like that. You hold on to the thing, and then you scoop up the use the Kabbalah with the okay.
Well, Laura said before it's impossible to do Kabbalah with that's
right. It didn't mean catching the ball with your finger.
Right. It meant
holding the kli.
Holding the kli.
Gotcha. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, last line of the Almud here, El Amar Abai. Abai says, Bimikra Nidrash. So really what the Machlokas here is Bimikra Nidrash Lefanava Ula'achrava Kim Bifugu. And there's a certain drasha to go before, make that you apply that word Etzbel before or after. So Rashi explained, what's the Machlokas? Nidrash Rabbi Shimon Savar Mikra Nidrash La'achrava Lolofanava. Whenever there's a word, a drasha to made, you do it to the word afterwards. So it says, Etzbel, V'nasno, so Etzbel is going on the Nasan afterwards. It's not going on the Lokach before. So since it only goes on the afterwards, the Nasan, which is Rika, and doesn't go on the Lokach Kabbalah before, and Kabbalah has no restrictions, and you can use the small, as opposed to the Tanakhama, thinks it's Darish Lefanava as well, that Etzbel is qualifying even the Kabbalah, which requires the right, not the left hand. Gemara now says, Amar Abai says, Hadi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's son, Rabbi Eliezer, argues on his father as follows. While Rabbi Shimon said, that's Darish Le'achrav V'lo Lefanav, only after, not before, look what Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon says. He holds, Mafka Mea Davua, Mafka Mea Dirabon. He actually learns from two different Tanayim. He makes the following conclusion. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Komakum Shinemar Etzba, whenever it says Etzba B'Kabbalah, so we'll see the example in just a second. This is our case, Etzba, it says Lokach HaKoein Midam HaChadetz Be'etzba, so that's Etzba on the Kabbalah, that's going on Lefanav, the opposite. The Etzba is going backwards on Lefanav by Kabbalah, so whenever it says Etzba Kabbalah, Shina B'Kabbalah, if you change the Kabbalah, meaning use your left hand, that would be possible, but the Nesina, the Zrika, would be Kasher, because the according to him, Etzba is only going on the Kabbalah, it's not going on the Zrika. And V'chomakum Shinemar Etzba B'Nesina, when Etzba is actually going on the Nesina slash Zrika, so then Shina B'Nesina, if you use your left hand for the Nesina, it's possible, but for the Kabbalah, it'd be Kasher, there are no restrictions. V'heicha Nemar Etzba B'Nesina, where do you find that the Etzba is going only in the Nesina? D'chsiv, in a different context, L'kachta midama par v'nasata al karnas mezbech be'etzbacha. There, that etzba is going on the nesina, on the zrika. So we see from here, either way, that sometimes the etzba goes on the nesina, sometimes it goes on Kabbalah. But we see from the pasuk that we were darshing before, kasavar mikra nidrash lefanava v'lo lefnei fanava v'lo achrava. Where the pasuk is only darshing on the previous word, not on the word that was two times previous to this, and not in the words afterwards, this is the opposite of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon thought the word etzba is going on achrav, while Rabbi Elazar thinks it goes on lefanav only. Okay, Gemara now says the two dots, Amar Rabba bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Komakum shenemar etzba v'kuna einu ela yamim. When it says these two words, kohen, and it says etzba, that always means right hand. So kasaka daitech, the havamina here is tarti ba'inan. You need two. You need both the word kohen to be mentioned and the word etzba to be mentioned in order to require the right hand. Anything short of that, you don't have to use the yamin. The yalf mi mitzora. So the Gemara says, why not learn this out from the mitzora? Learn this out. Wait, so this is not the question. This is just explaining, I think. No? One second here. I think the model is based on Mitzorah here. Yeah, we've got based on Mitzorah. Since it says Mitzorah, Yamanis, it says V'tavla Kohen, Etzba, Yamanis, it says Kohen and Etzba by Mitzorah, and it says Dafka the right hand, so to everywhere else where it says Kohen and Etzba, it also includes Yamanis, the right hand as well. That's a Lima. That's the source, exactly. So it says it right hand by Mitzorah when it uses both Kohen and Etzba. So to anywhere else where it says Kohen and Etzba, you have to dafka use the right hand. So that was the source of Gzeirah Shavah we referred to on Amud Aleph. This is the presentation of that Gzeirah Shavah. So the Gemara says, Bahari Kemitza, Deloksibbe Elakun, it only says the word Kohen, but doesn't say Etzba by Kemitza. And yet the Mishnah tells us, Maseches Menachos V'tanan Kometz B'smol Pasul. It shouldn't be Pasul, since it doesn't say the word Etzba, you should be allowed to use your left hand by Kemitza. So Rava tweaks it and says, no, O Etzba, O Kuhuna. Based on the Gezer Sheva from Emitzora, if it either says Etzba or it says Kuhuna, that indicates that you need to use your right hand only. So Amalei Abai says, Hare Holechas Eivarim Lekeves Ksichsiv Behu Kuhuna. It says Kuhuna. Dichsiv Ahikriv HaKorin Es HaKol V'Iktiram Izbeich. It says the Korin is Maktir all the Eivarim. And Amar Mar Zu Holechas Eivarim Lekeves is referring to the walking of the limbs up into the ramp. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Haregel, the Mishnah describes how they would split up the different parts of the animal. So one of the parts of the animals that split up as follows, it says, V'tanan Haregel Shayamin Bismolo. That the Kohen would carry the right leg of the cow in his left hand. It's a left hand, the base over on the skin would be Lechutz. Fine. But we see from all this, though, that even though it says Kohen, Hayolachas Evarim, he uses his left hand. That's a Navoda. So how can you use left hand if it says the word Kohen? So the Gemara says no. Ki aminan o etzba o kuna bedavar hamakev kapara dumi demitzora. The only time the word etzba or kuna is meaningful, that tells us the halacha that you need to use your right hand, is only when it's applied to a avoda that's a ma'akev, that it provides a ma'akev the kapara. But halacha sevarim is not ma'akev the kapara at all. It's certainly an avoda, but it's not an avoda ma'akev the kapara, in which case there are no restrictions. You could even use your left hand. Just like Mitzorah, referring to an avoda that's ma'akev the kapar. Tarei Kabbalah, dichsibu kuhuna, and it's davar ma'akev b'kaparu. It's necessary. If you don't do Kabbalah, you can't get kapara. And yet we have the Tanan kibel b'smol puzzle, Rabbi Shimon machshir. How can Rabbi Shimon permit you to use your left hand? It says kohen, and it also is a ma'akev kapara. You should have to use your right hand. So the Gemara says, right, even though we assume either kohen O etzba is sufficient, Rabbi Shimon requires tarti ba'i. You need to have both the word kohen and etzba. And since there was that debate whether etzba was going on the lekicha or the nesina, and he felt that it's not going on the lekicha, it's not going on the Kabbalah, and therefore he says that Kabbalah doesn't require the restriction of the right hand. So the Gemara says, meet by Rabbi Shimon tarti. Does Rabbi Shimon really require those two factors, both kohen and etzba, being mentioned in the pasuk? Ba'atani, the Baraita tells us. Rabbi Shimon omer, komakum shenemar yad, ein el yamim, etzba, ein el yamim. So he clearly says here that either the word yad or etzba is sufficient. Etzba lo, so he says, fine. So really, etzba lo by kuna, kuna by etzba. See, if the word etzba is mentioned, or yad's mentioned, you don't need kohen, that's enough. But if the word kohen's mentioned, so then in order for kohen to be meaningful, you have to have the word etzba mentioned as well. So since Kabbalah says only kohen, but the etzba does not qualify Kabbalah according to Rabbi Shimon, so it only says Kohen alone, it doesn't have the second factor of Etzba, it doesn't require right hand. So I know you're all wondering, right, so once right, you have Etzba, right. Exactly. Was it Ela Kohen Lamali? That's completely pointless, because once it says Etzba, Mamela, you don't need Kohen anymore. Etzba stands alone. So the Gemara says, really, Bichihuna. What we learn is, you're right. Well, the word etzba tells me that you need to use the right hand. So what's the relevance of kohen? That you need to wear the big day kuhuna. Whenever the word kohen is used, telling he has to wear his big day kuhuna to be serving as kohen. So the Gemara then says, Hare zrika delo kasibu ela kuhuna. That only says kohen by zrika. It doesn't say etzba. And yet tanan zark bismol pasul velo polig Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you have to use your right hand. It's pasul if you use your left hand. He doesn't argue. Seemingly that tells us that left would be pasul for zrika. Now according to Rabbi Shimon's yesod here, if it doesn't say the word etzba, then it's actually permitted bismol. And it doesn't say etzba by zrika. So shouldn't you permit the zrika to be ban bismol? Gemara says, you're right. Even though Rabbi Shimon there doesn't argue, Amar Bai Palig Bibraisa, there's a Braisa that does say Rabbi Shimon argues even by Zrika. The Tanya, Kibo Basmol Pasol, Rabbi Shimon Machshir, that we already know, that Kabbalah is permitted Basmol, Lefi Rabbi Shimon, Zarek Basmol Pasol, and here Rabbi Shimon is Machshir. He does permit the left hand to be used. Fine, so then the Gemara says,
This is different than the case we saw before. He brings here from Rashi that, because we just went through a whole daf over here. We're talking about how Rabbi Shimon, the right name, the scene that does say that you need to have the right. But this is talking about other things that are in a chatas.
To look at Rashi to see that. Rashi says, Zark b'smol, apostle Rabbi Shimon machshir, ashar kol zvachim delok tibu etzba. Other carbons that the word etzba is not mentioned. El v'zark ha'kohanim, it doesn't say etzba. about Bezrikas Chathas, which is our conversation before, Shimon Kedamar Le'el Shalote Nitzina El Bayamim. When it comes to a Chathas, that word Etbo does qualify. It says Etbo V'nasan. That certainly does say Etzba by Zrika. But that's Dafka by a Chathas. But all other Karbanos, all the Shlom and whatnot, that doesn't say Etzba, it only says Kohen. There Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher to do Zrika Bismol.
So according to the Tanakama, Kohen Adon is also here?
According to the Tanakama,
we would also have the question on Halach, on the Evar, on the Evar.
According to Tanakama, Kohen and
where would we learn according to the Tanakama that all the other
Avodas are possible?
No, also if it's not Chata, we see here that only in Chata.
No, because Kohen, according to them, Kohen. Oh, Etzba is enough. So since it says Kohen by the Zrika...
But then you have the question still, why went on the Ivar?
No, because he said, the Gemara answered that already, because only a Davar, Avod that's Ma'akid, the Kapara. Right. And then the Gemara says, the last few lines of Chav Dalam and Beis here, the Gemara says, Ella, Hadamar, Rava, Rava says, Yad Yad L'Kmitza. Now, just know that Mitzorah, again, is the basis of all halachas that you need to use your right hand. So it says Yad by Mitzorah, it says Yad by Kmitza, the Kmitza needs to be done with the right hand. It says regel by Mitzorah, it says regel l'chalitza, chalitza has to be done with the right foot. Ozen by Mitzorah, ozen l'ritzia, the ritzia of the Eved Kanani, that has to be, has to be the right ear. So the Gemara asks, Lomli, what's the need for all of this? Why do you need all these different gezeirah shavas? Midiraba bar barchana nafka. Learn this out, Rabba barchana, who says, the ha'kunaksiv. You don't need the gezeirah shava. Since it says kohen by kmitza, shouldn't that be enough of a reason to tell me you need the right hand? Why do you also need the gzeir shava of yad yad from Mitzorah? And so the Gemara answers, and we'll stop here, that chad lekometz, chad lekiddush kometz. One is to do the actual kmitza, and one is to do the kiddush of the kmitza. Rashi just explains here, lekiddush kometz, b'chli shari sheyehe b'yamim, sheyochez akli shum mekadesh bo b'yadi yimaris. What would happen is, you do a kmitza with your right hand, but then you take that kmitza and place it into another kli, and that kli has to be put into your right hand. So, so I'm not sure. I guess you need two kohanim for this, because if you're holding the kmitza in your right hand, you need a second kohen to hold the second kli, I would imagine. Yeah, you need another kohen to hold it. So when I do my kmitza, I place it into the kli that he's holding with his right hand. So that's why you need both the gzeir shava yad yad and also the kahuna to tell me that you need yad yamis yimanis for both of these stages. Okay, we'll stop here.